1999. I love this song, but the reason I always yell the 1999 part is the only part I can keep up with. Dre is just going so hard, and I have zero chance to keep up.
You got to try one day, and we'll tape it for you. We'll do it off air.
I'll try. I mean, I know all the lyrics. I just can't physically spit them at the same speed. All right, right now, time to get on the BetQL guest line. Talk to our boy, Wes Hall. Wes, of course, anchors all of the Wizards coverage for NBC Sports Washington. Wes, what's up, man? How are you, buddy?
Hey, mate. Y'all playing my buff right there. Hey, look what came in the mail. The scale from Arm & Hammer. What's up?
Hell yeah. Weatherman said it ain't going to rain. Did you hear my confession that I just yelled the 1999 part because it's the only part I can keep up with?
Look, there are certain songs where there are certain call-outs. 1999, you get the drunk in the club singing, I wish I never met her at all. Right. Like, that falls in that same lane. Shout out to the Cavs. And can we all celebrate? It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful day, gentlemen. Uh-huh. Because we don't have to talk about them boys on the other side in the NFC East anymore. So now I can talk Wizards.
There you go.
Full chest.
We spent the first hour making fun of the Cowboys. That was a lot of fun. especially to lose in that fashion. Let's talk about your Wiz, dude. Big win.
What's up?
A big win Saturday in New York. Beal came back. Let's start with the good news because there's some other news that just popped up, too.
Yeah. Big news is Beal back, like you said. Past two games he's been on the court for us have been dubs. You know, dealing with a hamstring issue, I think that was his 25th game of the season.
Damn.
So obviously things, you know, not going the way he wants. But just glad to have him back. And, you know, the mission is what? Winning. That's what everybody wants. So I'm down for it.
Seems like more guys are starting to get involved, too. Rui had an unbelievable game, 30 points, I think it was. You noticing that where – No, a lot of times when star players get hurt, it really hinders a team. But it seems like the Wiz young guys that are getting more experience are now getting more established. So when Brad comes back, he has more help.
Well, you know what it does is it really provides confidence when those young guys are able to go out there and get those quality minutes, reps, in different situations and circumstances that allow them to understand the game and for it to slow down. So that way when Brad does come back, they fall back into their natural position on the roster. But they know that with whatever minutes they're giving, they've had enough experience to say, okay, I do this thing well, let me go do that, and I'm going to exploit a weakness. And that's why you've seen Rui be able to put up 30 points, 30 off the bench. Like, it's nothing. I'm like, All right, well, go, Rui. I see you.
So, talking about Rui, I think it was The Athletic, but somebody reported that they're with the NBA trade deadline coming up, we always know how much it's the most active, I'd say, of all the major sports, maybe baseball. And that Rui could be on the block. I mean, they do kind of have a logjam at the forward spot. They drafted a bunch of guys that kind of play the same position. Do you buy that? I mean, I don't know who reported it, but I feel like with the Wizards, they love kind of their international branding, and Rui is a huge star in Japan. I don't know what I make of that.
So I take three different inferences to it, or three different perspectives. One, it's like you said, it's the NBA. Chris Miller calls it silly season, you know, free agency and trade deadline. Everybody starts peppering the world with this should happen, that could happen, stay tuned. So you get that world. Then you have that's Tommy Shepard's job. I'm thankful I don't have to deal with the headache of trying to balance all of what the speculation versus realities. Then there's the third lane. And for me, it comes down to I deal with the roster I have. Like you just said, Rui, 30 points off the bench. He's been a consistent double-figure scorer since he's been on the bench this season. Remember, this is his fourth year. He's already had to deal with COVID stuff, the league shutting down, weird schedules, international travel, an Olympic summer as well. Like, he's had a lot on his shoulders. So I'm just happy that he's playing good basketball.
Yep.
If someone wants to deal with all the front office stuff, that's Tommy's job. That's not mine. And again, best of luck to him on that. But I'm happy with what I see on the court.
Yeah, he's been playing a lot better. We're talking with our boy Wes Hall. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at RealWesHall right here on the BetQL guest line. Of course, Wes is your host for all your pre- and post-game coverage of Wizards basketball. So, dude, the Wizards are playing better of late. They're about 500 in the last 10. They've won two in a row. But the record is just so much better than it was like 2 weeks ago. They're now 20 and 26. For a stretch there, it felt like they were like 10 games under 500. Yeah. Can they keep climbing back into at least the play-in game race?
Short answer, yes. But it all comes down to this road trip. Chris Miller said, he's like, I'm going to go out and say it. You know, everything is banked on this five. I'm not going to go that far as where Chris went, but I will say there's an agreement with him. Dallas, that's going to be a tough matchup, but you're out there. You should be able to take –
That's tomorrow night is against Luka and the Mavs, right?
Exactly. So that one's going to be one. We're going to kind of be biting the nails on that one, but we're going to fight. Same thing with Houston. Now, Houston, New Orleans, San Antonio, and Detroit. Out of those four, I say we should take three of those minimum. Minimum three. Anything else, you know, I got to deal with, I got to deal with. But after that, that's our longest away stretch for the remainder of the season. Then we've got another three-game stretch later on that involves Golden State, Portland, and Minnesota. But after that, we're playing with house money at that point. We're in Capital One Arena for at least 60% of the games for the rest of the season. Go out, handle your business, and then come home and try to walk this thing down on the back end of the schedule because we still have to deal with Atlanta. We haven't seen them, and we got to see Charlotte again.
Well, I mean,
how healthy are they getting now?
But, dude, the Pistons are in last place in the East. The Spurs and the Rockets that they get to play are in last place in the West.
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't they be looking to go 4-1 in this thing?
I have thought those things in the past. However, like in football, any given Sunday or Tuesday or whatever day of the week it is, you know, anybody can win. So I'm going to say 3 confidently. But hey, if you can give me 4-1, I'll take 5-0 if we can do 4-1. Now that's a real road trip. But you know, again, we all have you know lofty ambitions. But I want guys to stay healthy. I love seeing Gaffer and KP together. I know KP is going to be week by week with this ankle strain that the team just announced earlier today. So, you know, again, limited roster. I think we've only had the full roster, guys, 3 games this year. Think about that. The whole roster, 3 games. Good luck trying to do everything that you have expectations for when you don't have the full allotment of tools at your disposal.
They're going to have to be healthy down the stretch, though. How healthy are they at this point? Do you think they're healthy enough to make the runs?
Let's talk Porzingis at the top of the list.
Mm-hmm. So that's where it comes down to. I say if he's a week-to-week, we know we need him on this road trip. But what did I just say? The most important part is the backside of this schedule once we get into March. So whatever you got to do, make sure that he and Gaff are on the court together. I think the dynamic that they bring is something that other teams haven't figured out. Because last time I checked, who else has a traditional 5 shot blocker who enjoys protecting the rim? Mm-hmm. And, oh, by the way, a 7'3", 4 guy who can shoot threes and also protect the rim. Good luck matching that up. And then if you ignore those two, there's a guy named Kyle Kuzma who has aspirations for Salt Lake City for All-Star this year. If you ignore those three, then you got Bradley Beal, who's a 3-time All-Star, All-NBA one time. I mean, come on. Like, we've got the pieces, but they all have to play together.
It is remarkable. I mean, Porzingis week to week sounds like you're missing at least 2 weeks, doesn't it? And that's this whole – very winnable road trip, and then you get home and you got some tough game. I mean, you got the Nets, you're going to Brooklyn, you got Cleveland coming in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just when they traded for Porzingis, I was like, man, that dude could play, but he's always hurt. And perhaps that the narrative is a little over the reality, but he does miss a lot of time, man.
Well, tell me this, JP. Which road trip do you want him for? For the Dallas through Detroit road trip, or do you want him for the Golden State, Portland, Minnesota road trip?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, you'd rather have, if he's got to miss one, you'd rather him miss against the really bad teams. But my preference, Wes, would be to not miss either.
That's right. What's the best ability to be, Mitch?
Availability.
Let's go. Ready to turn up, man. Sorry. Cowboys losing, like, I'm rejuvenated.
Not to put you in a tough spot here, Wes.
What?
Shams,
my phone just buzzed.
Yeah, Shams is saying Washington Wizards are in serious talks to trade forward Rui Hachimura to the Los Angeles Lakers for guard Kendrick Nunn and multiple second-round picks.
Second to none.
What do you make of that?
I make of this is that part of the silly season, and that's not a shot at Shams. This is part of that. You know, there's going to be talks. There's going to be speculations about who goes where. Again, I guess I've kind of bonded myself to Rui in a sense because I saw a kid coming out of Gonzaga that has a really unique skill set. He's stronger than people think. He's taller than people think. And he can score when he wants to. Now, personally, I want him to get his assists up, but that's just me.
Well, let's add this, too. Rui's not at practice today for personal reasons, apparently.
Fair enough. You know, again,
there's a lot of smoke here.
Hey, look, and I'm over here. Like, what's the little kid in the meme who's like, there's smoke and everything, and I'm staring at the camera the other direction. Like, what?
Yo, you got a job to do, and we get it. We can get back to just making fun of the Cowboys if you prefer.
Let's do that. Let's do that. Like, seriously?
Who's your Super Bowl pick? You got four teams left. Who you like?
Let's go ahead and let's get this one done. Let's give me the franchises that Joe Montana belonged to. Give me Bang Bang Niner game versus KC, and I'll take it. Even though the Bengals are nice, but the last time the Bengals saw the 49ers in the Super Bowl, we know how that ended as well.
Yeah,
so
Joe Montana was spotting John Candy in the crowd.
I'm trying to tell you. The drum plays in the dirt, bro. Go ahead.
Thank you for the time, man. We really appreciate you, brother.
Did appreciate it, guys.
That's our guy, Wes Hall. Give him a follow, at Real Wes Hall. We're going to try to figure out this Rui Hachimura, if he's been traded. Sure, looks like it's close, if not has happened. A lot of moving parts. Stay on your toes. Definitely. It's P. Mitch and Finley.